The present madness of our world, American Family Radio is just like an oasis of joy and hope. We honestly need and depend on this radio station for its input into our daily lives. Thanks so much, American Family Radio, for allowing us to explore the daily issues with you as you present information that we can't see or hear through any other media outlet. Thanks so much.
It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Heal our cry. Heal our land, oh God. We pray for revival. What you've done. Welcome back to AFR on American Family Radio. This is Dr. Nurse Mom's radio program, and I am filling in Wesley Wildman for Dr. Peck. She will be in tomorrow and Thursday. She is traveling in to be a part of Share-a-thon on campus here, and we're looking forward to having her. Having been on her program a couple times in the past, I really enjoyed our time together during this Share-a-thon as we do annually. We've got good teams here, and I would like to think that her and I, we have one of the better teams of all the radio guests. My brother and Rob was on earlier, but we have an opportunity to show our support. If we want more Wesley, it's time to call in. If we want less Walker, time to call in. I'm joking. Walker and I, my brother, we have a great relationship, and we enjoy picking each other, and we try to make almost everything seems to be a little bit of a competition. So, but anyways, we are at 752,000, and we are at 3,769 gifts, individual gifts. So, thank you so much for all those who have already called in and have taken the time to financially support the work that we do here. Everyone mentions it, and I'll mention it again because it's so true. The work that we do is dependent upon individual givers, and it starts with you. And for the 3,773 individuals that have taken the time to call in and sacrifice some finances for us to continue what we do, thank you so much. So, also, too, here in just a little bit, I'll introduce our guests. So I will not be on. No, you won't have to listen to me, just me, all by myself for the next hour. We have a guest coming on here shortly that I'll introduce. I enjoy radio, and I've enjoyed the opportunity the last 6 months or a year to be a part of Today's Issues more regularly, but I've always said there's no way I would do a whole radio show by myself. Some people have the gift to do it, and they do it exceptionally well, like Jenna Ellis in the morning. She does a wonderful job. I could listen to her for hours. She does a great job, along with other ones like Todd Herman that you'll have already heard today, or you'll hear. Yeah, I already heard today, so. But you are listening to AFR. We're listening to the Fall Share-a-thon edition. We come together, as you know, twice a year for 3 days each. So it's 6 days total where we ask you to help us raise some money so that we can continue to do what we do. There's all kind of portions to what we do here at AFA. Just to list a few, you got American Family Radio, which what you're listening to now. You got our news department. You got our video department, American Family Studios, which they have about to release a new project, a documentary about my pawpaw, Don Wildman. There's a trailer up now. I'll tell you about that a little more later. Then, of course, you've got our stand department, and many, many other departments that we have that make up the work of AFA. So before we go any further, I want to take the time now to introduce to you our guest, Tony Vitagliano. Tony, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Wesley.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us and helping me, because I couldn't do this in a while by myself. I don't know how some of our radio hosts do it.
Well, I'm honored to be here. They called me up from the bench again.
That's right. Yeah.
It's an honor to fill in for Dr. Peck and help you on the show. I must confess, though, I am neither a doctor, nor a nurse, nor a mama.
No, you are new.
So I don't bring any of that to the table. But I'm here to support you, and hope we drag our team through a great hour here in Share-a-thon.
Yeah, well, that's funny you mentioned that, because let's go in and get that clear up front for all those that are listening. We are not going to be able to cover, nor are we planning to cover any of the topics or any of the discussion that Dr. Peck would normally cover. However, she'll get us back on track with that tomorrow, and I'll be on to help. Maybe, hey, look, just to tease a little bit, if she asks, I will be prepared to give us a little bit of an update of mine and her previous show a couple months back, where she asked me some ways that we can put away some of our devices when we're around our children. So I hope to give an update on that tomorrow, but I'll save that for when she's on. What I wanted to have you on, Tony, is to give us let me set this up this way. We are known for our radio network across the platform, we've heard listener testimonies about, you'll have truck drivers, school teachers, you'll have those that are serving the different factories. You got moms that are at home a lot, and they listen.
Right.
We got a lot of different listeners, a lot of different testimonies. But one of the testimonies that you probably don't hear a lot of, but we have a testimony up on our website, I'll read for us in a minute, are those that are in prison.
Right.
There's a prison ministry that we have that many people aren't aware of, because we may not have a tab on our website, or are often – it's not brought up because it may not be what we do primarily,
right,
but it is a portion of what we do. And so I wanted people to know that we have a huge influence in state prisons with our radio network. And within that, there's another opportunity that you've been working on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So we get we of course get letters all the time from our supporters. You know that, Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
And we receive quite a few letters, like you mentioned, from those who are currently in state prison systems or federal prison systems and incarcerated, writing to us and telling us how much that the AFR radio network, which they listen to, encourages them. And some of these testimonies are incredibly powerful. But one type of letter, I guess you could say, or one theme that we've received several for are those who are in the prison system asking us, if possible, to have our content, like our podcast, our radio programs on demand, available to them on various platforms that they have, that these prison systems set up for those who are incarcerated. So
this would be in addition to the radio, which like the 96.5.
Correct.
Which is one of the testimonies I read in a minute. 96.5 in Lexington, Kentucky, it reaches into a federal prison. I'll read that testimony in a minute, but this is different than that.
Yes. Okay. So this would be a way for us to get them all of the programs that are available on our AFR app or any of the various platforms, basically the podcast version of our program, so that they're not just limited to what's on AFR at that time. So we're currently working with a couple of these, platforms, you could say, on trying to get an outlet to get our programming to those who are in the prison system, to get onto these platforms and hopefully reach even more people with the gospel and with the mission.
Now, we've got several apps, so is there any app in particular that you're talking about?
Well, this would be actually platforms that are specific to the justice systems in those areas. So we've received lots of letters from those in Texas, Florida, you mentioned Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So this wouldn't be necessarily the AFR app, but it would be a way for us to deliver our content, our radio programming. That people can access right now on the AFR app, but it would be a way for us to deliver that content to them where they're at.
And see, listeners, there's so many things that you have helped us do.
Mm-hmm.
When you think that you're giving to us, and you think that, you know, we're doing all these things that I've already mentioned, the radio, the AFN, AFS, in addition to all those things that you know that you're helping us do, you're also helping Tony be able to take the time of his daily hours to work on getting our content in prison. So you're helping take the gospel literally to every sphere. Because, you know, we already work on different ways to get it in every area, but now you've taken the time to help us get AFR content, AFA content in the hands of those in prison from a organized standpoint beyond the radio side of things, right?
Yeah, it's such a blessing to get to use the gifts that God has given me to help AFA further deliver the message, which is the gospel first and foremost.
Amen.
But also the messaging.
Truth.
Yeah, truth, exactly. Yeah. To those, like you mentioned, who are sometimes forgotten,
yep.
You know, those who are incarcerated, you know, obviously our justice system is established and God has ordained it to carry out, you know, its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that those who are there are not worthy to Christ.
Sure.
And worthy to be reached with the gospel. And so
and you'd be surprised many of these testimonies we hear that you'll read the first sentence and be like, man, this is a bad person, because they're admitting all the things they've done wrong.
Right.
And then you get halfway through the letter and you're like, wait, they've literally repented of all things, and now they're just living their life for Christ, and AFR and AFA is having an opportunity to help them grow in their worldview. Let me just read one of those testimonies.
Yes, go ahead, please.
This is the one I wanted to share with you from Lexington, Kentucky. Lee Ann from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm currently residing in a federal prison camp in Lexington, Kentucky. She handwrote this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Being here and serving our Lord Jesus Christ has been such a blessing. Words cannot even describe. But it has put me in such a hunger for His Word and discerning spirit to understand things. He has also led me to an amazing channel, that is 96.5 in Lexington, Kentucky. That is AFR. Before this, I had no clue what a Christian worldview was, nor did I even know what apologetics were. I only knew that God led me to your station because you guys were going to play a huge role in my transformation. So, and it goes on. There's a lot more there, but I wanted to end there just to make the point that God is using the radio network right now in prisons to grow the worldview and to transformation, because you and I have talked about this over the years. We're not just called to get saved and to save others, but we're called to have a sanctification process and our growth to become more like Christ.
That's exactly right.
And to make Him known. And that's what is helping Leanne in Lexington, Kentucky Federal Prison to grow and shape her worldview. It is beyond just being saved. But we are now to share, take the gospel and share it into all corners of the earth, and to take the whole counsel of God,
mm-hmm.
and to begin over time as a new believer growing into being sanctified.
Yeah, because we have to remember that for most of those who are in the justice system or are incarcerated, most of those people will be released, and
yeah,
so
that's
it's
right.
Important as much as non-criminogenic programs are,
sure.
You know, like housing and employment opportunities,
yeah.
Are after they get out. The most important part is having a biblical foundation,
yeah, that's right.
To to help them start their new life. And
yeah.
And we know you and I know that the strongest foundation is that which is founded on Jesus Christ.
Yep, Jesus Christ and His Word and biblical
that's exactly
truth.
Right.
That helps us in many ways. In fact, you know, so many times people believe they don't understand the Christian faith. They often look at it as rules and regulations and,
right.
And a burden. But really, the truth of God's Word, the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, in reality, it is very liberating.
Yes.
It liberates you in many ways. Let me get the numbers. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. If you want to help AFR continue its expansion into the prisons and to the prison ministry. Please call right now and donate to the work that we're doing here and help Tony and others in his area to continue to grow and expand our network in prisons. You can call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. We'll be back here after a short break.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
I want to express my heartfelt sympathy to the family. American Family Radio means a great deal to me. It is a lifeline for news and for strength in the sermons that are presented. And I just wanted to say that Tim's recount of his father teaching him how to fight and how to play football really touched my heart. That a man who had so much to do to establish American Family Radio and the American Family Association had time to spend with his son. And it has meant a great deal to that son and to me. Thank you so much, American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to our Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. I hope that you really enjoyed hearing in the last segment of the work that AFR is doing in prisons, how we're taking our AFR content. And over the years, we've obviously heard back from those that listen to the work that we do, but we're taking the next step and we're trying to get our content in the hands of the iPads and other areas in which being used in prison. And Tony mentioned that earlier. One thing I failed to do in the first segment is properly introduce Tony. He's a friend of mine. He was my Sunday school teacher for a couple of years. We've worked together for many years. We've been friends. So I just assume. So let me back up a little bit in this segment. And Tony Vitagliano obviously was our guest in the first segment. He'll be with us the rest of the Dr. Nurse Mom radio program today. My name is Wesley Wildman. I'm filling in for Dr. Peck as she travels in, and she'll be with us tomorrow and Thursday live on campus here at AFR, and I will be her co-host. But today, the co-host for myself is Tony Vitagliano. Tony, yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you do and your connection with AFR.
Yeah. First of all, I got to say, it is exciting to be behind the microphone. We're here actually in the room.
Yeah.
During Share-A-Thon, and I gotta say though, it's pretty quiet here.
Yeah, that's a problem.
We've got a lot of open lines.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Can I give the number? It's my first time ever giving the number.
Some producers and some video guy in here helping us out, Marty.
That number is 1-877 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. So we can't let this hour that I'm co-hosting be so quiet. We got to get these phones
That's
ringing.
That's exactly. We're going to get the phones ringing. 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Marty, did I get that right? Is it Video Guy? What's your proper title? Video Guy? You like
video
that?
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. People that have listeners and those that know me pretty well, I've had the opportunity to travel and meet about 11 to 12,000 of our supporters. So I've met quite a few of you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all understand. You get that? Y'all, I'm very simple, plain spoken. I hardly finish a sentence. Hopefully you can understand what I'm trying to get at. So we're going to go with Video Guy. Okay, there may
video
be a
guy.
Better
That's
title,
it.
But Video Guy it is. And then we got Richard. He's our producer today. So thank you, Richard, for producing the program. Now, where were we going
to
go? All
yeah.
right,
you want me to tell a little bit about myself?
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No,
hey,
I got a sidetrack.
Yeah.
I wanted to say the number that was important to me at that time, so I had to give
you
the number.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, so I am vice president at AFA over operations and IT and security. So I oversee the department, have a great team that helps take care of our campus and take care of the resources that God has given us mm-hmm. through our supporters. Making sure that we're a good steward of those resources. I'm also over the IT department. So they're the hardworking, talented team that brings you the AFR app, the
Amen.
Streaming platform, some other projects they've worked on we're going to talk about here mm-hmm. shortly.
Yep.
I have 5 children and a wonderful wife that I've been married to for 12 years. Emphasis on the 5 kids. I don't really have a whole lot of time to do much of anything else, but
so,
I'm happy to be here.
So it kind
of
ends there, right?
That's
for
exactly,
now.
That's all you need to know.
That's right. Yeah,
I work
yeah.
and I have 5 kids.
But that's Tony it. And I hold each other accountable in many ways, and we encourage each other and we remind ourselves it's all everything you do in family is seasonal. So we're trying to, Tony and I are trying to make everything, every moment, everything count. We know that our days of Tony doesn't play golf, but the idea of playing golf,
right.
and having a little bit more freedom, those days are down the road. But for now, Tony and myself and my brother and all the young men up here work at AFA with families. We are prioritizing our families, just as
That's
Tony.
Right.
We joke about it, but we love what we do, and we love the opportunity
yeah.
to disciple our children and to be a good example to our community and those around us.
They're
so
the future.
They're the future. That's right. And so we hold each other accountable. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself.
Yeah,
his office is just right across from mine. So between he and I, we make sure to keep Walker in line. Walker, that is being my brother there. We keep him in line. All right, so if we could, Richard, I'll leave it in your court. Why don't you grab us a listener testimony, and you just give me the nod. Are we good to go? All right, we're going to hear a listener testimony, and coming back from the break, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can give if you're wanting to support the work that we're doing based on this listener testimony. All right. Well, I don't want to. This has happened to me quite a bit.
Hey,
let me tell you a funny. You ready for
one
this?
Time here.
All right, you ready
I'm
for
here
this?
For it. I expected this.
Okay.
I expected it since I'm here, yeah.
We're getting a listener testimony.
Right,
but while
right.
we're waiting on it, we're having a little bit of a technical difficulties.
Man.
But this is not the first time this has happened to me.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
So about 10 or 11 years ago, it's been a while, I was not on leadership at AFA,
mm-hmm.
AFA. I was a full-time worker, not on leadership,
mm-hmm.
other responsibilities. So at that time, I had more time to fill in on exploring the word.
Right, right.
But I was always on with one of the primary hosts, either Alex or Bert.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So anytime
yeah.
something like this happened, you know, where we had a little bit of glitch in the radio, they just carried it, right?
Yeah.
If we couldn't get a clip or maybe one of the hosts dropped, they carried it, right?
Yes.
I'll never forget the only day that I agreed to do it without Bert on campus and Alex off campus. Alex McFarland, for those that listen to AFR, you're familiar with Exploring the Word.
Yeah.
Alex is 97% off campus.
Yes.
Yeah, occasionally
That's
he's
right.
on, but most times he's off. He's got a Comrex. Comrex failed. I'm on the radio. We're walking through by the scriptures apologetically and reading the scriptures. This was 10 years ago. I couldn't hardly do that now, you
yeah.
know? And so anyways.
That's like the equivalent of – that's a – the real life dream of like showing up to church in your pajamas. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's like that type of you're just, you don't know what to do.
I remember continuing on with my thought and somehow praying at the same time. I don't know how you do that. I can't explain it, but I did it.
Hey.
And then I looked up and they had actually got one of our, at the time, TJ, Teddy James, he was down the hall, and he's also a Bible scholar.
Right.
And
yeah,
a good youth, he's a youth pastor at the time. So they got him come on in there. Now, of course, he didn't know what we were covering, but we made it work.
Well, while we're waiting for that user testimony to get up, we want to give that number one more time.
Yeah, let's do that. If you would love, if you would please help support us financially, call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, and help us continue the work of AFR Ministry, or go to AFR.net.
Katie Adams, Brandon, Mississippi. I am an analytical chemist and mother of three little girls. I want to thank AFR for telling the American people what's really going on. I thank God for you out loud on Wednesday nights at church to try to encourage the church as a whole to listen. Thank you to the Wildmans and AFR. You have truly blessed my life.
That's wonderful. You know one thing that stood out to me in that listener testimony?
What's that?
That she was so bold, and this may sound silly and insignificant, but she was bold enough to mention AFR and the work of AFR at church.
I had the same thought.
for those listening who understand what's going on in our country, mm-hmm. and believe that AFR is making an impact, and they're not embarrassed of the work we do, that may sound like, oh, well, why is that such a big deal? But you would be surprised in 2024 in our country how many people just don't want to rock the boat, in the sense that they don't want to be embarrassed or have to answer questions about being a Christian, a conservative Christian. And so for her to mention that, that's one more inspirational message that I've heard today.
Yeah, that was going to say that the same thing that stuck out to me is praying openly for AFR. And folks, that is,
we need it.
If you can do nothing else, please continue to pray for the Ministry of American Family Association and AFR, because we are kind of I view AFA, one of our primary roles is a bulwark against the cultural rot that we're seeing, so to speak, and holding back the human secularism that's taking root. You know, we're here to kind of hold the line, but we're also working to develop resources that help us to change the culture also from the foundation up. Because that's where real change comes from. And Wesley, you've recently been, or really, I guess, for years now at this point, working on a program that helps Christians to do just that, helps Christians to engage in the culture. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So I mentioned earlier, traveled for the last 10 years and met many of our supporters. And one of the most common things that I heard was, is there any way that AFA could take the ideas and the topics and the things that you discuss on a regular basis, which, mm-hmm. you know, the core values of AFR and AFA, could you take that and find some way to train us how to articulate those ideas in a simple way, or, you know, in a concise way, and be able to defend them from an apologetic standpoint?
Right.
And so for many, many years, we would, I would send them, hey, you know, sign up for the magazine, our AFA magazine, which is called The Stand, previously known the AFA Journal. Go sign up for that. Or I would say download the AFR app and listen daily. Or go check out AFS, American Family Studios. They have a handful of really good video content, specifically each one's on a different topic.
Right.
But, and that satisfied them temporarily. They, meaning our listeners, it satisfied that answer temporarily. But ultimately what they were looking for, and ultimately what it kept coming back to in my discussion with, and my listening to our supporters, that ultimately came back to, no, we're looking for a curriculum, a training program to help us become the Marines of AFA, the Marines of AFR. And so we sat down finally, after listening and hearing from our supporters for so long, after about 6 or 7 years, we finally sat down 2.5 years ago, give or take, and said, we got to do this. So we took the core values of AFR and AFA, and we put them on a sheet of paper. And then from there, we begin to expand that into finding a few ways to handle those issues, that, which we called units. And we came up, and of course we handpicked, or meaning that we sat down and really thought through who we wanted to speak and teach on those issues.
Right.
And we came up with 13 professors to cover 18 videos, which covers in units five core areas of AFR or AFA. And we produced a project, our training curriculum called Activate. Mm-hmm. And once I say Activate, most people by now should have heard of Activate if you listen to AFR. And we'll be promoting it more and more in the upcoming months, because the stand has a feature on it.
Right.
We have some radio spots going, and we're developing our next annual conference for our supporters around Activate. So we're really excited about it. Now, there may be a portion of you that say, well, that's great, but there's also some pretty – I've done some pretty good worldview training curriculums out there, and they are. There's many. I did a couple in college. I've done some recently. Very good. There's very good biblical worldview training courses out there if you're looking for it. If you're trying to find the right one, there's some good ones out there. But what sets AFA's Activate apart from every other worldview training course that you could possibly find? Well, a couple of things that I think is unique to it. It's fairly condensed and concise, so it gets to the point pretty quick, and it's easy to understand. Now, but most importantly, above everything, is that in the workbook and the online course, in it, not only does it teach you the biblical truths, and does it teach you how to articulate it, both if you're even if you're an introvert or extrovert, it teaches you how to defend it from an apologetic standpoint. But, and here it is, are you hanging on?
I'm hanging on.
Are you hanging on?
I'm
it, what it does I'm is here. it gives you opportunities to live out what you believe. And that's, you say, well, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that, with each unit, it provides 5 to 8 challenges, such as when you get to the life issue, you can't move on to the next unit and finish the unit until you live out each unit, which is an example for the life issue would be one of the 5 or 6 would be volunteer at your local pregnancy center. Option 2, ask your pastor what his and the church's position is biblically on life.
Right.
His and the church's position. So this is taking your faith and activating it, and it's taking you to the next level. So it's something we've worked on. We released it July 30th of this year, so just a couple months ago, almost a month ago, we've released it, and we've got a church pack. We have a group pack. Mm-hmm. And then we also have individual packs as far as participating in it.
I love that. I love that challenge aspect of it, because
it changes everything.
It really does take, we can't just sit on the sidelines.
Right.
You know, AFR and AFA have been fighting this culture war for decades now, and we can't sit on the sidelines. And so this, the Activate curriculum, you're right, that's a unique aspect of it, challenging those who are doing it to be engaged, to be a culture warrior. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be able, I mean, I've seen several parts of it. The site is amazing.
Phenomenal.
The video content is amazing. The curriculum is fantastic. We have a talented team here. We wouldn't be able to do it
without the
supporter. And that
they asked for. They said, please come up with this, because this is what we want. We delayed it for a couple of years because we knew the cost and the time that was going to have to go into it. We really waited out, but we prayed about it, and we believe that your request, you meaning the listeners' request to have this project Activate, was worth both the time and the money, and we did that. We would ask for you to help us continue to do projects like that.
That's right.
By going to afr.net, that's afr.net, or call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We would love to take your call. A gift of any amount, be as generous as you can. Give us a gift of any amount financially to help us continue to do projects like AFA or like Activate. Let me give that website too, because some people that were listening haven't heard about it, you need to go check that out. There's a trailer there too, and basically what you're getting into video when it comes to Activate. So go to activate.afa.net. That's activate.afa.net. Like I said, this is a perfect worldview training curriculum for both couples. It's good for small groups, and it's good for larger church groups, like a Sunday school class, or maybe even a larger class, maybe like a Wednesday night class or something like that. But you're really going to want to go check out this because we listened to you for years and it was well thought out. And we have a worldview training course that covers the core issues and things that we discuss every day on the radio.
Yeah, and this a program like Activate, because some people get a little nervous. You know, that we know what we believe as Christians and God's biblical worldview on these issues, but it can be difficult to speak to that and put that in terms and defend that. And this type of curriculum empowers believers to be able to step up to that challenge.
Empowers them, gives them a tremendous amount of confidence in the Word of God, gives them a tremendous amount of confidence in being able to articulate it. So please call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. We would love to help for you to help us during this hour here in the Doctor Nurse Mom radio program. Help us raise some funds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless. Nothing. Look forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio. Because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to American Family Radio. This is the Dr. Nurse Mom radio program. My name is Wesley Wildman, and I'm filling in for her today. Alongside me, the last two segments is our guest, Tony Vitagliano. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure again. And I got to say, this is my first and maybe my last hour ever doing Share-a-thon if it stays this quiet. So we've got to get these phones ringing. It's been really quiet.
That's a strong point.
Quiet. That number again is 1-877-616-2396. Marty, I got it. I went. And I'm going to go even slower this time so I don't mess it up. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net to help support the ministry of AFA and AFR.
Tony, AFR has been in existence, including the first couple of years when it was National Federation for Decency. We've been in existence since my papa began the ministry in 1977. And obviously in all these years, you know, we've done everything we can within our, as best we could control, To do things to glorify God and to help others. To glorify God and help others, just to simplify. And there's things over the years that we could look back after the fact and go, okay, maybe we could have done this one a little different, this battle, or we could have probably handled this a little different. But by and large, we've had a tremendous amount of success for God's glory and for the good of others. Now, one thing I contribute to the health and the sustaining ministry of American Family Radio, a couple things. Obviously, the support, the financial support, and the prayers from our listeners, no doubt. But just looking at how Pawpaw founded the ministry, like literally the foundations of it.
Right.
Three things that stick out, and I share this with our listeners all the time. One, we've been debt-free from the very beginning, so we owe no man nothing.
That's right.
Number two, and one of my favorites, is Pawpaw, Don Wildman, who founded the ministry, my Pawpaw, he shared his platform with other ministries.
That's right.
He was not... Nothing about what he did was selfish in the sense that he wanted to be recognized for the expansion of a ministry. He wanted to make sure God was glorified and others were helped.
That's right.
So we have shared our ministry, our platform with AFR. Now, before I get to the third one, I'll just give a couple of examples.
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
We've got Truth for Youth Bible Week we do annually. Preborn we partner with. Operation Christmas Child we partner with. The Greatest Journey we partner with, and those are just to list just a small amount, actually,
right,
of many of our platforms that we share with. And Pawpaw started that years and years ago. And there's a lot of work that we're finding out along the way where Pawpaw, on behalf of the Ministry of AFR, planted a seed that we're finding out the fruits of it later, years down the road. So that's two of the three. Are you ready for the third one?
Let me hear it.
And I think this may be your favorite.
Okay.
And I want to get you to... comment on this. The third one, reason why I think we have been able to sustain the health of this of the ministry of AFR and AFA is because of we don't compromise biblical truth.
Oh man, you're right.
I figured that would be one of your favorites.
That is my favorite. I think that one. Above all, I think we can obviously give obviously give glory to God for sustaining the ministry. But one of the reasons why. That I just believe that God has had his hand on American Family Association and American Family Radio, this ministry, is because we have refused to compromise on God's word and his truth, no matter what, no matter which way the culture continues to sway to the left or to the right throughout the decades. It's kind of gone, you know, a few different directions. Obviously, we all know here over the past few decades, it has gone extremely secular. But no matter what the consensus was on an issue in our nation or in society, AFA has never compromised on what God's word says about that
issue. We can be accused for a lot.
Right.
but we can't be accused of compromising biblical truth or the biblical convictions that AFA and AFR was built on.
Exactly right. And that is, and we're beginning to see, unfortunately, as the biblical foundations of our nation begin to unravel, we're beginning to see, unfortunately, other ministries and other foundations start to, you know, maybe start to compromise a little bit, and you know, just to appease and just to be liked. You know, to seek the praise of men, they tend to compromise on their mission. And that is one thing since I've been here, I've never seen a wavering.
Yeah, and one thing I learned from Pawpaw, the years of being able to spend with him, Pawpaw meaning Don Wildman, is that he proved to me that you could do both, that you could both be compassionate and
exactly
courageous
right.
at the same time. It's possible. Now, does it require a little bit more thinking and a little bit more effort and a little bit more effort? Yeah, just effort. Yeah, it does. But it's possible to be compassionate and courageous at the same time, obviously without compromising. So I'm thankful for the foundation that my Pawpaw started many, many years ago. And if you are thankful for the work that and the foundation in which my Don Wildman started many, many years ago, please, please help us. And it could be a gift of any amount. Any amount. We're asking you. Tony and I are down here for the next, 15 minutes or so? 13 minutes? We're down here for the next 13 minutes. We're asking you. We're going to ask Probably five times more this segment than we did the first two segments.
we're going to say the number a lot.
We're going to say it a lot. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. Please help us by giving of your funds for us to help do what we do here at American Family Radio. Do we have a listener testimony ready to go? All right, let's listen to that, and then we'll be right back.
Just so you know, I'm sorry that you lost your dad. I'm sorry that you lost such a great leader and such a humble person from a humble area. By God's grace, became nationally regular national figure. But to you, he was dad. I still remember Tim talking about how he showed him how to box, how he showed him how to play football, with a shirt and tie on. That's about to make you cry right there. But thank you for that. You guys have remained solid and an anchor and a rock. And with the turmoil of the new problems that we face, all of you have been rocks from which you came to be the big rock. And now you're carrying on God's message that your father taught you so well to deliver. Thank you for the service of Don. Thank you for your service in the future. God's blessing. This is Jack River.
Well, he's referring there to Don Wildman, my papa. Wow. And speaking about that, we are very, very pleased with the American Family Studio Department and what they have produced. I got to see the movie about Pawpaw. That's how we describe it. It makes sense to use it, the movie about Pawpaw.
Yeah.
But in reality, and that helps us communicate. But when you watch it, what are you going to see?
First of all, that testimony is just so powerful to hear about the impact that Brother Don Wildman has had on so many. I got a chance, Wesley. I was blessed to get to see this feature-length documentary, movie, whatever you want to call it, about Brother Don and the founding of American Family Association. I learned so much. I've been here. I've been running around much like you. I've been running around this ministry since I was a wee lad. I've been here working.
We got pictures of that.
Yeah, there's probably some around.
We got some pictures of that.
But I've been working here for 5 years or so. But there was so much that even I didn't know about what your grandfather had done. The sacrifices that he made for the ministry and
the enemies he made.
He made, the battles he fought, the battles he won.
That's amen to that.
Yeah, and some of, and like you mentioned earlier, not everything that we that AFA tried was successful in the sense that as man would define success, but your grandfather, one of his mantras was that God doesn't call us to be, and I'm paraphrasing, God doesn't call us to be successful. He just calls us to be faithful. So regardless of how
that's the theme of the movie.
Yes, exactly. Regardless of how the battles turned out, he was being faithful and standing up for God's truth.
And the reason I emphasize by introducing this and wanting your comments on it, that the movie about Pawpaw, about Don Wildman, is because when you get to see it, and it's going to be available on October 28th, we're going to release Culture Warrior, The Fight for Decency by Don Wildman, or with Don Wildman. That's going to be released October. It'll be available October 20th. The reason I phrase it like that is because once you see it, you'll realize that it's more about what God did through an individual who was willing to be obedient, as opposed to about him, Don himself, individually. Now, obviously, you'll learn the history of AFA, and you'll learn a lot about the history of Pawpaw's childhood. So there are things you'll learn about Pawpaw, but the overarching thing that you'll get coming away from it is you'll be motivated and inspired to submit your life to Christ and allow him to work through you in whatever area you're at, and whatever, and however small or large the platform that God's given you is in the eyes of man, being obedient to God and doing what he's living out the convictions that he's put in your life based on God's word and individually.
That's right.
Living that out, you're going to be inspired by watching Cultural Warrior, that's going to be released. And that's the project that AFS has worked on because of, they were able to do that because of the financial support that you have given us over the years. So for everyone, all 3,987 individual families that have already called in at this moment,
that's right,
up to this moment, to help us do what we do, thank you. Thank you so much. And for those that are just now tuning in, or that you were, or for whatever reason, have not had an opportunity yet, please, please take this time over these next couple of minutes, or at least over these next 2 days during Share-a-thon, and call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net to continue to help us financially do the work that we're doing here.
Yeah, and Wesley, you're right. The amazing team at American Family Studios that worked on this, mm-hmm, this movie, that was one thing they wanted to stress in the message of the movie is not just to tell about Brother Don's life and his legacy here at AFA,
sure,
but to encourage people to right, get involved, and like you mentioned, to do something, no matter how small or how large your sphere is. He wanted people to get out and do something, to get, mm-hmm, out and have an impact for the gospel and for the culture. So, and that is a theme that came through resoundingly to me as I watched the documentary.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's 877-616-2396. It is really quiet in here.
Yeah,
again,
it is.
I'm going to stress it. I need the phones ringing.
You know what? I think something's going
hey,
on.
Hey, there we go.
There's one phone. Hey, I think something's going on outside of this room that we don't know about. Is there cupcakes out there? Is there something we need
know.
To know about?
Is Walker and Rob, or they may be out there just, you know,
no, if you
trying
look,
to keep
No, if you look, at how, if you look at how today goes, Tony, they didn't give us a challenge or an add-on or anything, you know? I would like to think that Walker put this together, because right before this program started, Dr. Nurse Mom, he was on, and they had a $200 add-on, okay? So apparently you and I weren't in
yeah.
that meeting. Were
not
you in
only
that meeting?
Did they, I was
did,
not in that
I
meeting.
I didn't think so.
Not only did they sandbag you with me, having me fill in, they didn't give you a challenge. But that doesn't matter, because
no,
we're still going to
push on.
Give that number. We're going to push on one more time.
We're
going to
be faithful.
877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I'm going to be saying that number in my sleep
that's
tonight.
Right. And listen, tongue in cheek here, we're not called to be successful.
We're called to be faithful,
right?
That's
so
exactly
we're
right.
Faithfully
hey,
give this
I
number.
Like that. That's
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go visit AFR.net. Yes, I don't know if it comes across on the radio, but I'm 35. How old are you?
I'm also 35.
35, nicely done. So obviously we're not on the lower end of age category, but we are.
Yeah.
On the younger end, comparatively speaking.
That's right.
And so I hope that inspires you.
We're at least a third the age of Marty, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
A third age
okay.
of Marty. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's right.
The reason I mentioned that, if you're wondering where I'm going with this, is that we've got a lot of young Christian conservatives working up here at the ministry. Many of them have started just in the last couple of years.
That's right.
And so we're here for the long run.
That's right.
We're not here to let the ministry kind of fade out over time just based on how things work.
That's right.
My papa did a wonderful job teaching my dad the ropes as far as leadership goes. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, they, meaning papa and my dad and HR, have hired phenomenal, phenomenal staff here at AFR. There's over 100 staff members full-time in mm-hmm. American Family Radio, AFR, AFA, and there's 15 or 20 part-time, there's weekend workers. There's a lot that goes on up here, and we're very grateful for that.
And they're so talented, too.
Yeah, very talented.
It's incredible the talent that God has brought here, and what we can accomplish with such a small team, comparatively. We've been contacted by other ministries, by other organizations asking us. I've been personally contacted. How did you do this?
Yes. Yeah.
How did you do that? And we just have such a talented team.
And we need your help for us to continue to grow. One thing I've prayed for the last decade for mm-hmm. AFR and AFA is for God to continue to grow our territory ministry.
That's right.
And expand our territory ministry. And He's done that. Just a quick one real quick. We just recently purchased 2 radio towers in Alabama. We're still working through the logistics and the contracts and all that, but here in the next six months or 12 months, we're going to add some stations Alabama. Looking forward to that. So God's answering the question to expand our territory. So please call in, financially give to us so that we can continue to expand our territory into prisons and to other states. And call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. Tony, thank you for joining us today.
It was a pleasure once again. Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow.